Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another great guest coming your way in this hour of the broadcast. One of my favorite guys in the automotive journalistic world. He is the host of Television's Motor Week, which is the longest-running television magazine show, and get a chance to check it out each and every week. It's on both PBS as well as the Velocity Channel, and we're going to be talking to John about the recently announced 2013 Driver's Choice Awards, so can't wait to get to that. Also, in this hour of the broadcast, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. It's toll-free from anywhere across North America, or you can fire me an email. And don't forget, if you want a trivia prize here on the show, and for whatever reason you have not received it, it's no doubt a little bit of a disconnect between myself and the company, the Busted Knuckle Garage, which is sending out these gifts. Just shoot me an email, Bob, B-O-B, at BobLongRadio.com. B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Our toll-free line is 855-660-4261, and you can reach out there if you've got a question for John Davis or if you've got a question for anything in the automotive realm. I'm sure between John and myself, we can help you out. John, as I mentioned, is the award-winning man behind the long-running television show Motor Week, which has been on PBS for more than 30 years, I believe. Television's original automotive magazine, debuting back in the early 80s. And to tell us all about this year's Motor Week's 2013 Driver's Choice Awards, it's my pleasure to welcome John Davis. John, thank you so much for your time. Hey, so appreciate it.
Oh, Bob, you're always welcome. It's great to be on with you.
1982 was the year that Motor Week got its start.
Well, you're off one. The Driver's Choice Awards did, but we actually started in 81.
In 81. I knew it was around that time.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
And this year's crop is certainly a very interesting one. We've got lots of great vehicles to tell folks about in a whole slew of different categories. And tell our listeners a little bit about the evaluation process that goes into selecting the driver's choice best of the year as well as the overall category winners. I know in any given year you guys drive about 150 or so
right.
different vehicles.
Yeah, basically when we started the awards, it was the idea of while everybody has a car of the year and everybody has quite a few people have a 5 best or 10 best, we wanted to actually pick a car in each of the categories that people might really buy from. Subcompact, compact, family, trucks, luxury cars, etc. And over the years, it's basically morphed. We used to have a minivan category that's come and gone a couple of times, only because there haven't been any new entries in it. And once again, this year, even though they're still selling plenty of minivans, there hasn't been a new one in a couple of years. So we dropped that to make way for something else. But it'll probably be back. So it's a very fluid type of award. But the idea is to actually give consumers something they can hang their hat on. To be considered for the award in each category, you've got to be above average. I mean, you've got to look great. Everyone has to enjoy driving the car, which is the single most important thing that our awards are about, because it is called Driver's Choice. And then we sit down about the first week in December, after we've had a good look at everything new for the year, and basically hammer it out. And it's usually takes most of a day, and there's a lot of back and forth. And we don't try to get unanimous, but occasionally we do. And we basically forge this list of cars that we think people will enjoy driving, but will also meet all their practical needs. And then what we have done the last several years is we actually do end up from this list of 12 vehicles or so. We actually pick a one that is the best of the year. And we just decided to do that because everybody likes to know which vehicle stands above heads and tails above the rest. So it's a very democratic process. There's about a dozen people involved. the same people that drive the cars and make up the opinions on the road test all year.
Let's begin with the Driver's Choice winners for 2013. We've got a whole list of different categories to go through, but let's begin with the best subcompact car, and the winners are two vehicles which are cousins. They're related, but each one has got a very distinct flavor. Tell our listeners.
Absolutely right. It's for the second year in the row, we picked the Hyundai Accent and Kia Rio, and you can only win the award 2 years in a row, and it is the second year for this duet. And you've really got a choice here. Yes, they are somewhat badge engineered, but, you know, they don't share any sheet metal. They don't share interiors. They share chassis, engines, but their characters are so completely different. You've got almost a mini premium car in the Accent, very slick-looking vehicle, much like it's a bigger Hyundai brethren. And then over on the Kia side, the Rio looks a little more serious outside, much more serious inside, and is sprung a little bit tighter, so it drives a little bit more sporty. Both of these vehicles, last year when they got the award, they were 40-mile-per-gallon vehicles. We all know what happened to Hyundai. They sort of had to retract some of that, but they're still basically capable of high 30s. And we've been testing an Accent hatchback for about the last, almost the last year. And we're averaging an everyday driving well into the 30s. And we just think this little duet is, right now, can't be beat.
And when it comes to best compact car, we've got a new entry taking the crown for this year. And this is an interesting mix of different car companies. It's Auburn Hills meets a little bit of Italy.
And there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. The new Dodge Dart, you know, a compact car with flair. More importantly, one of the cars that we gave awards to this year, and there are a couple, that we're proud to say is built in this country. There's absolutely no excuses have to be made for the Dart. Great looking outside, very, very upscale looking interior. You can get the big touch screen with the all the infotainment stuff that Chrysler is making a good name for itself. It's got gauges that can be customized in their look and how they present information to you, something you really don't find in a compact car. Very stylish. It looks like it's got some Alfa Romeo based in it, which it does. Very sophisticated powertrains, again, Fiat and Alfa Romeo based. And, you know, the only thing that's been disappointing about the Dart is that it didn't get off to a fast enough start sales-wise, because I personally think this car deserves to be an absolute runaway winner. But I think they didn't have the right engine mix when they launched it, which is frankly what happens in Detroit a lot. And but it now seems to be picking up steam, and it is one delightful car to drive.
Let's talk about the best family sedan. Here's a category that has really heated up in recent times, John. There was a time when there were a lot of very competent vehicles, of course, in this segment, but never before have we seen such stylish choices. The winner this year certainly is one of the most beautiful family bread-and-butter sedans that you can purchase. It looks like a much more expensive vehicle, and there are several other competitors in this marketplace now which also raise the bar stylistically.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bob. I mean, we were talking earlier about the Accent, and, of course, the Hyundai Sonata was kind of like the first one a couple of years ago to come out and kind of break the mold of boring. But here we have our winner this year, the best family sedan, Ford Fusion, you know, Aston Martin grille and all. What a great car to drive. Great car to be seen in.
Absolutely. It's a beauty. Straight ahead, more with John Davis, host of TV's Motor Week. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Davis is with us. He is the host of television's original automotive magazine show, Motor Week, and he's telling us all about the Driver's Choice Awards for 2013. We've told you about the best subcompact. We tell you about the best compact car, the best family car, and now we're up to always a very heated category, best convertible, and this year it goes to a very worthy winner, a revised vehicle in its now second incarnation, the new Beetle convertible.
Yeah, the Volkswagen Beetle convertible, they really did a nice job making it over, Bob. They, you know, they took the slightly tougher body of the coupe, and they didn't just drop the top. They made the stack in the back, which is always sort of stuck up too far and blocked your rear vision. It's now much lower. You know, you don't have to have a really expensive convertible to enjoy either just getting out in the sun or have people turn around and stare at you. And we think the Beetle does that for about $25,000 and is a very smart buy.
Yeah, I definitely like the direction that they've gone with the vehicle stylistically and also interior-wise. I definitely think that this new generation of the Beetle is going to bring some more buyers and more male buyers into the brand. When it comes to best luxury sedan, boy, there are so many choices out there, John. Every year this gets to be a very, very, very heavily competed category, and the award this year goes to a very fine vehicle from a manufacturer that just keeps winning all kinds of quality awards.
Here's what knocked us out. The Lexus ES, one of the least expensive pure luxury sedans you can buy, and yet it's got almost everything in it that some cars with six-figure price tags have. The latest in safety, a very, very high-quality interior. It's so quiet, you actually wish you could hear a little bit more of the outside. It rides well. It handles well. You know, it just proves that you don't have to spend a fortune to feel like you make a fortune. Because the Lexus CS, after all, is almost the entry luxury car at Lexus. Only the IS is lower. And we just basically were knocked out with how much Lexus managed to put into this car, and now that it's built on the longer chassis, you've got the rear seat room even that you expect in a luxury sedan. So they surprised us. We didn't expect this car to be this good.
When it comes to best sports sedan, many of our listeners may be surprised with this choice, but this is quite a vehicle to say the least. It has won a lot of accolades. I know that the Motor Purse Guild out in California gave it their Vehicle of the Year, as well as the North American Car and Truck Jury of 49 journalists awarded this at the Detroit Auto Show, the North American Show, to the same exact vehicle. And here's another vehicle I haven't had the chance to drive yet, John, but boy, everybody that I've talked to who has driven the vehicle has been blown away with it.
The Cadillac ATS, Bob, and what you'll find, I think, when you do have a chance to spend some time with it is here's a car that can match up with the best from Europe, and we're really talking about head-to-head with the 3 Series BMW Audi A4. It gives up absolutely nothing. It's wonderfully balanced. The four-cylinder turbocharged engine, which is our favorite, it has plenty of power. The car is just an absolute delight. I mean, you know, first they did the CTS, now they've done the ATS. We like what we see from Cadillac. They keep getting better. And this is, again, another domestic car that makes no excuses and deserves to be ranked among the world's best. And, of course, it is.
And I understand, John, when you take this vehicle on the track, it really shines.
We spent a full week at a two-mile road course with an ATS with the four-cylinder manual. It never missed a beat. Had no brake problems, which is always an Achilles heel of most domestic vehicles. It ran like a banshee for, you know, 8 hours a day, and then we took it out in the evening and went to dinner. And we had done that with the CTS-V before it, but this being not quite such a super high-performance vehicle, we weren't sure it would hold up, but boy, did it. I mean, it didn't even sweat.
Let's talk about the best sport coupe. Another category with lots of great potential nominees. And this year it went to a vehicle that was made in very limited numbers, and another one that I think is going to surprise a number of our listeners.
I think everybody expected the best sport coupe category to go to either the Scion FRS or the Subaru BRZ. But here comes along this tiny little Fiat 500 Abarth. You know, mean-looking, mean-sounding, great little boosted engine, plus terrific fuel economy, amazingly agile, and thanks to an extremely short wheelbase, really more fun than a barrel of monkeys and not that expensive. And frankly, it blew all the competition away. We've had a chance to drive all the versions of the 500. Some are more interesting than others, but the Abarth just really shocked us about how much of a performance car they could get out of this tiny little beast.
And it's interesting to note that the Fiat sales have really turned around, and the Abarth, as well as the designer version, the Gucci edition, I mean, those sold out completely. And I believe the Fiat 500 sales were up for 125% model year 2012 versus their introductory year.
I think you're right. The original car was a little underpowered. Now they've actually got, you know, besides the convertible, they've got three distinct powertrains for the coupe. You've got the standard car, you've got the Abarth, then you've got the turbo in between, which doesn't quite give you as much power, but gives you more than the standard. They've got a nice model lineup, and this is a great example of how when a car doesn't work the first time, you go back and rethink it and launch it again. And I give Chrysler and, for that matter, Fiat a lot of credit.
Let's talk about the best performance car. There are so many wonderful performance cars. We're in the golden age of performance, as far as I'm concerned, when you've got cars putting out just gobs of horsepower and yet still delivering all the luxury and safety and, in some cases, great fuel economy numbers. And matter of fact, this best performance car winner doesn't even have a gas guzzler tax associated with it. And it is the most powerful V8 engine in a mass-produced production car in the world. And most people think we're going to say something really expensive here.
No. Not at all. 55 grand MSRP on the window sticker, even though you can't buy one for that price. 662 horsepower. What could we possibly be talking about except the Ford Shelby GT500, the last Shelby GT500 that Carroll Shelby actually had something to do with. We fell in love with this car the first time we turned the key. You know, our performance car category is usually about Detroit iron with big muscles, but this car is so good. It is so wonderful on the street that, again, you know, I'm just proud to say it comes from a domestic manufacturer.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about the Ford Shelby GT500, and we're going to talk utility vehicles, trucks, and all kinds of cool things straight ahead with John Davis. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4377. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
John Davis is our very special guest. You, of course, know John from his many years of service, bringing us the wonderful TV program Motor Week on PBS, and it's also available on the Velocity Channel. It's on Tuesday nights on the Velocity Channel at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it's also on a number of other times during the week as well. And John, for those of our listeners who would like to know where they can see Motor Week locally, what's the best place website-wise and otherwise to check out the latest affiliate, as well as I believe there's some places online that you can watch full episodes as well?
No, we're everywhere, Bob. Basically, go to our website, which is motorweek.org or motorweek.com. At the top, you see a pull-down tab. Under About the Show, it will give you the station listings. You were kind enough to mention we're also on Velocity. We've got about 500 of our road tests are sitting up at cars.com's website. You can go to YouTube and watch a lot of our segments, hundreds of tests there. You could go to Amazon and download complete shows. There's complete shows at pbs.org. You know, if you can't find us, it's because you're not trying.
That's great news. I'm so glad to hear that. Just to touch a little bit more on this Ford Shelby GT500, just a remarkable achievement when you stop and think about it. I know it was introduced at the LA Auto Show, not this year, but the year before, and it was the same time that Chevrolet was taking the wraps off the ZL1, and Ford trumped them with this GT500. Again, another vehicle I haven't had a chance to be behind the wheel of yet, but as you pointed out, this is not just a straight-ahead muscle car. They did extensive aerodynamic tuning on this vehicle, extensive suspension work. They also did some upgrades to the braking system, and this is truly a real-deal daily driver that you could potentially take to the track on the weekends.
But, you know, I like what Ford has been doing. They've actually been basically taking the Mustang, which is a very fine car, and it's even in the GT standard form. Mm-hmm. But between the Boss 302 last year, which we thought was the finest balance in a Mustang that's ever been done, and the GT500 in the last 12 months, you know, they're looking at this vehicle as a total purpose vehicle and trying to make it comparable, not just to something that from Crosstown Chevrolet, but to the best super high performance cars in the world. And that's something I didn't think Ford would ever do, because when you do that, you tend to alienate some of the purists, but they've managed to do it and make the car even more popular here. The only sad part about the GT500 is that you can't get one.
I mean, yeah.
They've long since been sold out, but it was a car that we were delighted to have a chance to get into, and I think really around the office, I think we still talk about it more than just about any other performance car in the last year.
That's great. We're up to best small utility. There are a lot of great ones out there, and this year's award winner goes to a vehicle that has been significantly redesigned. It's interesting how these small utility vehicles continue to get a little bit bigger over the years,
yeah.
John.
They're not really small anymore. You know, they're almost the size of what we used to call a compact SUV. We're talking about the Toyota RAV4, who really did a drastic turnaround. They basically had sort of fallen behind the market. They've now, you could argue that they've just caught up and sort of become like a clone of the CR-V and a lot of others. But I think they did it in the Toyota's own unique style. It's a very good-looking vehicle. Of course, it's reliable. It's extremely roomy on the inside. Again, it drives very well, has a class best maximum cargo. We were quite pleased to see, I think this is probably follows along with that Lexus ES, that Toyota shaking off some of the cobwebs, realizing where they were behind the times, and leapfrogging the competition. So pretty impressive.
It certainly is. Also impressive is the large utility winners, two very different vehicles, and again, siblings, the Nissan Pathfinder as well as the Infiniti JX. Let's begin by talking about the Pathfinder. In the past, this has been a vehicle that was built on a truck platform, but this time around, the Pathfinder is built on a crossover platform, and it's really done wonders for the vehicle.
Well, yeah, you could say Nissan really never could figure out what to make of the Pathfinder. It went to its truck, then it went to car base and truck base, and now it's back to car base. I think for good, because that's obviously where this market is. We call this midsize, but actually, we gave it our best large utility because the lines, again, like you were mentioning, are so blurred now. There really isn't a whole lot out there that's larger than this until you get into the Tahoe and Suburban ranks. Very useful. It's great power. The Nissan V6 is renowned for that. It can still tow about 5,000 pounds, which isn't as much as the truck-based one did, but it's more than adequate for this size of vehicle. Has a CVT transmission, which we're usually not crazy about, but Nissan happens to have about the best one out there, and it does get very good fuel economy for its size.
And let's talk about the other winner from the Infiniti brand, the JX, a vehicle with a very interesting design and also a very luxurious interior.
I really think it's one of the most beautiful crossovers out there, both inside and outside. It actually came first, and the Pathfinder followed it. You do have to make a trade-off. If you want the Infiniti, it won't tow nearly as much, and I don't really know why that is. They've never given us a reasonable explanation. I think it has to do with it's a different transmission, but they say that wealthy buyers don't want to tow as much, and I don't think that's right at all. Anyway, beautiful vehicle, rides like a pure luxury car. The interior, like you said, is absolutely exquisite, very high-tech. Between the two of them, they frankly have that large family slash midsize seven passenger crossover market covered from one end to the other.
We're up to best pickup truck, and seems like 2013 is shaping up to be a war of pickup trucks, so to speak, because there are a number of really significant players in here. Chevrolet and General Motors just recently introduced their Silverado and Sierra for 2014. Ford teased us at the Detroit Auto Show with a concept vehicle they called the Atlas, maybe a future look at what we're going to see from Ford, which has gone a little bit different than some of the other manufacturers, relying a lot on their EcoBoost technology. They're getting a lot of traditional V8 buyers going for their V6 EcoBoost engine. And then Toyota, most recently at Chicago, took the wraps off the Tundra. But my favorite is the winner here, the best pickup truck. It has also won numerous accolades, including the Motor Trend Truck of the Year and the North American Truck of the Year. Tell our listeners all about the great winner.
Well, it's the Ram 1500, and what surprised everybody was how much Chrysler was able to do with this vehicle without basically doing a total redesign.
Mm-hmm.
They put their high-tech V6 engine in it. They put an 8-speed automatic transmission, the first in a half-ton or what a light-duty truck. It can still tow over 3 tons. You don't need a V8, but you've still got two of them to choose from. The interior takes a giant step into being a much more comfortable, livable place. It's really a personal-use truck. It's like the epitome of the personal-use truck. I don't see the Ram 1500 any longer as a work truck. I think basically that's been left more or less to Chevrolet and Ford and maybe to a little bit to Toyota. I think Ram decided we're not the biggest player in this market. We're going to go after a key buyer that happens to spend a lot of money on their vehicles, and they did a great job.
They sure did. When we come back, a few more comments on the Ram 1500. Then we're going to talk about the best eco-friendly machine, the best dream machine, and then we're going to tell you about the overall Motor Week Car of the Year, which vehicle took home the best of the year. That's the question. You'll find out straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're having fun here with John Davis from TV's Motor Week, telling you all about the Driver's Choice Awards. I forgot to read this a little bit earlier in the broadcast. A sponsor came in so late on Friday, we couldn't get it into the mix record-wise, so I'll just read it here right now. It's actually a really cool product, something I just recently learned about, and I haven't tried it myself, but I did pass it along to a couple of my gearhead friends, and they came back with rave reviews. It's a product called Xado. It's spelled X-A-D-O, and it's an atomic metal conditioner that repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing what they call ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. It's good for gas or diesel. It's good for new cars and used cars. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need to get this product. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Once again, that's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us. Back with John Davis as we roll down the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards, and we just told everybody about the pickup truck winner, the Dodge Ram. And John, as you pointed out, this vehicle has got the 8-speed automatic transmission. It's also got some really cool attention to aerodynamics, the fact that the vehicle can lower at highway speeds and uses some innovative shutters, and the fact that they have really gone to town with the interior on this vehicle with a really large multimedia display, and you can even outfit this Ram with a built-in Wi-Fi, so making it a hotspot. It's quite a remarkable piece.
I've never seen anyone attempt to make a truck that basically is a real substitute for a luxury car as much as the Ram. You mentioned the ride. You know, it was the first pickup truck in a long, long time to ever try and put coil springs on the rear, and they did that, and they also then turned around and provided an optional load leveling height adjustable suspension that you mentioned. That does help the vehicle quite a bit at highway speeds. But really all of that is for the gearheads. When you get in it, you feel like you're in this big, roomy, extremely cushy truck that can still haul an awful lot of stuff, but gets you there more rested and better conditioned than any pickup truck I think has ever done before.
Let's move up to the best eco-friendly vehicle. There are so many choices out there, and this is an interesting one because this manufacturer has lots of very eco-friendly as far as high mileage vehicles with their diesel variants, but the winner is the Volkswagen Jetta Hybrid.
So yeah, here's a car we never thought we'd see.
Exactly.
What company has done more to promote diesels than anybody else? It's Volkswagen. And yet they basically, because they want to be the world's biggest car maker and they know they've got to do very well in the U.S., they've succumbed to the gasoline hybrid aspiration. And their first one out of the box is a terrific vehicle. It doesn't get quite as good as mileage as, say, some of the Toyota-based Prius models and so forth. But on the other hand, it drives like a real German sports sedan. So you get the best of both worlds, an entry-level sports sedan, 40 mile per gallon plus economy, and it's less expensive to operate than the diesel. So it's kind of a win-win-win all the way around.
The best dream machine category, always one of my favorites, and as usual, multiple winners here. Let's begin with a vehicle also that I haven't had a chance to check out. Ralph Gilles is a good friend of mine. He is so proud of this vehicle, the SRT8 Viper. I remember last year at the New York Auto Show, we went to the private unveiling that they had for Viper owners who are just so passionate. What's this like to drive? Have they tamed the Viper, or has it still got that bite?
It's tamed, but it still will bite you if you're not paying attention because it's still got an awful lot of weight over the front engine. It's still got a V10. You've still got more horsepower than you know what to do with. But the whole car basically has better manners now. You basically can throw it into a turn and know that you're capable, an average driver is capable of, managing the car through. The interior, while it's still, a tight cockpit environment, the material quality is much, much better. There's a few more driving aids like traction control and so forth and stability control than you're used to. So there's a little more nannyism there, but all of it can be turned off and just let you enjoy this car. I would never say that this is a docile car, but it's much more refined and, frankly, easily the best Viper ever. And we flogged one of these for about 4 days and just had a roaring good time.
Also taking home the trophy for best dream machine, a vehicle that perhaps many folks won't expect to be on this list. It's the new Land Rover Range Rover, and boy, what a remarkable job they've done with this vehicle in weight reduction.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've ever actually picked a crossover, an SUV or a truck or anything else for our dream machine, but all aluminum. They dropped hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Here's this tiny little company that, a few years ago looked like they might even disappear, building not just a world-class vehicle, but basically answering the question, how are you going to get the weight out of all these trucks and crossovers and start conserving fuel? And they did it and didn't lose any of the characteristic off-road ruggedness or the also characteristic poshness that we associate with Land Rover, with the Range Rover model. So, pretty amazing effort for a company this small.
Also in the best dream machine category, a vehicle which has won numerous of the year awards. This is the second vehicle from Tesla. This is the luxury sedan called the Model S. And I sat in one in Detroit and was just blown away with the almost laptop size or iPad size.
It's bigger than an iPad.
Exactly. Display system. But, John, what's it like driving this Model S?
Well, it drives very, very docile, very, very, it's impressively fast. It's very quiet. I think, though, that what gets you, Bob, is the workmanship, both outside and inside, and just the overall feel of the car is every bit as good as any other car that costs $70,000 and $80,000 and up. In other words, a BMW or Mercedes midsize and larger car. And even BMW, one of the BMW executives made that comment. So while a lot of us were afraid they would be coming out with a high-tech car that maybe wasn't built that well, there's no evidence that they have scraped by on anything. And yes, they've had some controversy over the maximum range, but these are electric cars, folks. They're not going to go, as far as a gasoline car without charging. And frankly, we don't know. We know quite a few people that own Tesla Model S's. Every one of them is extremely pleased. They traded in very expensive cars to get it. And it is the wave of the future, maybe not for you and me, but certainly for those that can afford it. And it's a technological wonder.
And now we're up to the big moment here, and that is the overall winner for 2013, Motor Week's Driver's Choice Best of the Year. Tell our listeners all across North America, John, about this year's winner.
Well, we should do a drum roll or something.
I can put my voice in echo. There we go. The Motor Week 2013 Driver's Choice Award for Best of the Year goes to...
the Cadillac ATS. Very good, Bob. You know, again, the ATS just blew us away. It delivered everything that's been promised. World-class sports sedan and Cadillac-style luxury. Very high-end electronics with their new Q system. Great power choices, both four-cylinder and six. So no matter what your taste, the chassis is wonderfully balanced. It's a great-looking car, easily the best art and science-themed car that Cadillac has done yet. And frankly, if this is what Cadillac is capable of, and we said this about the CTF,
yep.
This is what they're capable of. They not only deserve their place on the stage as one of the world's best car companies. I think they're already there. Now they've got to stay there. But it looks to me like they intend to do that. They've got some new stuff coming. We hear the new CTS is going to knock everybody's socks off, too.
It's definitely a great time to be in the market for a new vehicle. So many wonderful choices out there. And each and every week, Motor Week does it better than anybody else, television's original automotive magazine. And, John, I'm enjoying, even though I'm not a bike guy, I'm enjoying the motorcycle segments, which are now part of Motor Week from time to time.
Yeah, we do about four or five bikes a year, and we're also doing some plastic bikes from a group, Retro Moto, that we're working with. And so I'm glad to hear that, Bob. I'll pass that along.
Excellent. John, hope to see you in New York.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.